Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back.
Joe,
here.
You know the name of this group?
No, who is this?
Who do you think this is? The Putang Clan.
Is this the Wu-Tangos?
I'm surprised you're not singing this.
You've heard of these guys, right?
Yeah. I did think you I thought you said the other one.
No, I know. I could tell by your reaction.
I just went back and read the text that Hollywood told you about. The guy drove off the road.
I got a little excited. I ain't going to lie to you.
Oh, my goodness.
I did get a little excited about that. Hey, Wood, I noticed you didn't bring up something we've been talking. Besides Xavier Howard requesting a trade, has been Simone Biles. This mental health concerns that she had, she shut it down at the Olympics. Who has been, you talk about dominating a sport, gymnastics, with doing things that nobody's ever done before. It's just super athletic. And by the way, has shown no signs of this. I didn't know that she was dealing with mental health privately concerns and issues. But anyway, got to the big stage of the Olympics, which, by the way, still since 2013, she's won every individual all-around competition she's been in. Just amazing with all the different things, and she has just kicked butt internationally.
You talk about dominating your sport. Jeez.
But the pressure around this, and here's the only problem I have, and everybody's, you know, saluting her, and, hey, you're doing this, you did the right thing.
Oh, but here's the thing. Everyone's got a hot take on one side or the other with this one.
Yes. Oh, no question. So, you know, stress, pressure, the responsibilities, the weight of the world she talked about. I just feel like when I got here and the media started talking to me from around the world, I just had the weight of the world on my shoulders. My anxiety kicked in and I just couldn't perform the way I've been performing for 7.5, 8 years. So, and I get, you know, everybody's different. And by the way, Naomi Osaka is going through the same thing. Got to, you know, said, I can't talk to the media. They stress me out. I can't perform. And there's rules and regulations. And until they change them, those are the rules. For everybody came out, ripped the rules, change them, and they're fine. And so she hasn't been in the last couple of majors. As when she's on, she is the best tennis player in the world and the highest paid female athlete in the world as well on what she's been able to do.
This is just a world. This is a world stage on TV all day long now. That's why this, and she's, and like you just said, she'll be one of the best Olympic athletes we have here for this country.
My only problem is I listened to a lady on ESPN today, and I get what the right thing to say is. You know, we salute her for stepping back, not caving in, and all you people that are ripping her, you know, shame on you. She's going through this. And she did the right thing. Instead of fail, she got out. Right. She quit. I don't know how else to say it. She quit.
It's very fair to say that.
So my thing is this. I'm okay with, if you don't do it, we got mental health stuff in the Rose family. We've dealt with. I get sick and tired of everybody blaming the media for every effing thing that happens out there, and we want to blame. This lady carried on. She goes, I'm in the media, and I'm blaming the media. I heard those questions they asked. Yeah, they're going to ask her questions about being the greatest in this and coming over here to dominate against the world. Yeah, that's going to pop up.
What's their job? To ask questions.
It was embarrassing to listen to that driving in this morning, and apparently I
heard
that was
it
on in
time.
The afternoon, I guess, on ESPN radio. But, you know, listen, I get ESPN has to, you know, cater to who they think is listening and who, you know, what people want to hear, I guess. But
well, why do we have to blame? Every time somebody has something happen, we go
out.
To the
because
blame
it's exactly
game.
What Zach said. It's a cop-out.
Let's finger point, like, right. she's going through this, and it's a really tough time, and the anxiety and the stress and – and she's had mental health issues. I didn't know she had mental health issues. And it, you know, it opened up the pressure she felt of the world and this country on her shoulders to continue to dominate. Well, hell, I thought she was too. She was a must watch.
Right.
NBC was hoping she was.
Oh, of course. Prime
NBC
time, right.
was hoping. Oh, she's got one more left on the bars. She hits it. It's a 10. It's all perfect. Right. You know, everybody was hoping for that moment. So it didn't happen. And I don't know if she's going to compete the rest of the way. They weren't sure. They're calling it an injury yesterday. They're going, no, it wasn't an injury. And so first thing I thought when it was an injury, mental health,
right.
the pressure of this whole thing. And I get it, man. If she's got it, don't. There's going to be some heat that goes with it. But listen, she's making a lot more money now. You know, with all this stuff, especially during Olympics, this is your if you're
oh,
an Olympic
endorsements,
athlete,
advertisement. Oh my goodness!
She's in
yeah.
the most popular sport
right.
by far, where husband and wife sit down and watch TV. Gymnastics is, and I'm telling you firsthand, number one primetime event to cover.
Yep.
Not basketball, not yeah. the 100 meters that I love, no. or 200 meters that I love.
Not swimming.
So
no,
so everybody so covers it, but do we always have to blame the effing media? I want to say the F word so bad right now. And by the way, if you're in the media and you're ripping the media, maybe you shouldn't be in the media.
Right. Yeah, that's
maybe
the most ironic
to
thing
too.
To hear
right.
to hear an ESPN person.
She goes, I heard the
yeah.
questions, and they helped put her over the top.
What I mean, questions are being asked right. that are so brutal?
If you don't
so
win,
I mean,
do you realize you're a real choke job? I mean, come on. Who? They're not saying that.
No. Come on. It's a cop-out. Blaming the media is easy. You blame the media. It's easy. Nobody cares. No one's ripping
them. By the way,
them.
Ben Simmons doesn't complain.
Right. right.
But so here's the thing. You go to the text machine and your texter says, can you imagine if a QB or superstar NBA player did this? Kyrie Irving did this exact same thing. Here's what I'm concerned about is the overall message that it sends, Joe, is that, you know, it's if you're dealing with something or things are getting tough or whatever, you can just quit. And fortunately for Kyrie Irving, for Simone Biles, for Naomi Osaka, they're multimillionaire athletes, and they have that freedom to say, I'm going to take time off. I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to quit because they're fine. They can do that, where most people, everyday people, can't do that. And as someone
you can't hold it against
no,
them
but
if
listen,
they're that good.
But as someone who deals with those problems too, like a lot of people are dealing with that stuff, and you still have to function. You have to go to work, and you have to earn a living. And I get that these people are in a position where they don't have to do that and they can quit. I'm a little bit concerned about the message that it's sending to people that, you know, you're going through something, it's okay to just quit. And I don't know that that's a great message to be sending to people.
So the better you get, and we're talking about the two best because we're now talking about Naomi Osaka, who's a top
best
tennis player
sport,
in the world.
Right.
When she's on. By the way, apparently that stuff doesn't kick in when she's playing Serena in the finals because – pretty damn good. By the way, toughest female athlete I've ever seen by far, Serena Williams. Not, don't worry about Serena Williams. She'll play a damn
no,
guy.
No, she's made up a little differently.
Or that makeup from...
She'll rip a media member, right?
But here's the thing with Osaka, too. Osaka goes, you know, hey, I don't want to talk to the media. I don't want to play in these tournaments. But, hey, please watch my Netflix documentary that's coming out. Or please read. I think she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
I mean, please do
yeah.
that. So you know, here's all my stuff on my terms.
Here's the
but
problem.
If it's going to be on your terms, I'm not going to do it.
Here's the problem: the better you get, the more money you make,
more lights are on.
The more people want right. you, want your time. That's part of what goes with being the best. You can't have it both ways. I wish I could tell you, Simone, Naomi, everybody's going to leave you alone. You just be the best. Nobody will talk to you. Just pretend you're back home practicing. No big deal. Which, by the way, they're basically practicing because nobody can go to them
right.
to watch.
Good point.
So, but you can't have it both ways. You can't. I have great respect for guys from Roger Federer to LeBron James, who and these two soccer players that stay and play at a high level are in the middle of every story. They're out on a yacht with seven women. Their life, there's nothing. Their book, are an open
of course
book, and they get it. They're going, well, this comes with the $100 million I make every year, and I love being this great every year and playing at a high level, like especially those two soccer players and LeBron James, who now still plays at a super high level. But they get what you just can't have it both ways. You just can't be an average Joe and be that great. The media is going to want to talk to you, man, and hear your story and do exclusives and get one-on-ones. And you're going to hear the same questions you get tired of. I'm sorry.
I just think blaming the media is the easy way out at this point. And I do believe in, you know, people having different forms of mental illness. A lot of people are texting in. Someone said, Woody, if you had a mental illness, then you should understand. But if not, let me explain. The message being sent is one that's always avoided. No one suffers in the same way. Another one said,
I get that.
I suffer from anxiety. Everyone has triggers, and they're all different. Mine is being startled. I get it. It's just the blaming of the media, because it doesn't seem like it always happens to the people, that, especially the examples we've used here with Osaka and with Simone, that it's getting triggered by talking to the media. Like, it's being triggered by that. That's where this is all coming from.
Simone didn't come out and say it was the media that finally kicked her over the top.
No, people are blaming the media for getting her in that position.
But it did appear, if you were watching it, it appeared that she was struggling in the competition, and then that was the reason that she just quit.
Right.
That, if you just watch it, that appeared to be the reason.
She was off on her jump, and, you know, and so everybody's going to have a different take. Listen, telling you firsthand without getting into specifics, I have seen mental illness with a young girl. So I understand some of this stuff, obviously not to the level of these two. And by the way, none of us will ever understand, because we're talking about the two of the best, if not the two best female athletes in this country. Nothing against all our female basketball players. We got great basketball players, but these two are right there at the top.
Right.
I did not know she's been dominating, winning every friggin' – can you imagine showing up in the world for 7 years or 8 years and going, well, Simone's here. Let's go out and try to finish second.
Right. Who's getting the silver?
Right. We're losing again.
I still can't believe that. I can't believe that since 2013.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have to talk about this in the sports world.
It's all right to talk about.
No, I don't
stop
mean
stop blaming the friggin' media for
everything.
It is a good subject to talk about, because it's got to be out there, and it's a very real thing. It's very real.
Oh, no,
real.
I just think it's unfortunate that we're not talking about her getting the gold, or, you know, she struggled and got the silver. It's unfortunate that she's not doing anything now.
You know what? The big stage is not for everybody.
I know, I get
it. Playing for the New York Yankees is not for everybody. Playing in the big markets, not for everybody. Guys handle it, women handle it differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but no, Joe's point there is spot on. I mean, if you don't want to deal with that kind of coverage, you don't want to deal with it, don't compete.
Right.
Because that's the reality. You want to make millions of dollars and you want to compete, then compete. But if you don't, then there's other stuff to do. Where no media is going to ask you questions after. There's plenty of other stuff to do.
So now we got other professional athletes coming out on behalf and supporting, which is great. They should do that. And makes, obviously, Simone and Naomi see that stuff. And, hey, they're getting NFL players and NBA players going, hey, we support you 100% for what you've been through and stuff. And I get it. And I think it's great. I do. But listen, man, you just can't blame the media from what that people want to know more about these two. They want to know what they're going through. They want to know. And also, media helps you sell your products, man.
Right.
Of course,
make more money.
But I think another part of this, another wrinkle to this, by the way, is you look at like what LeBron's doing with his network, and you know, he kind of dictates how he's covered now because he's got his own thing. Maybe athletes want to control their own coverage. And maybe they want to kind of write their own story and do their own stuff and have their own networks.
Or release your own statement, your own press conference.
LeBron's got his own thing. He started that. You know, he comes out, he speaks on his shows and does his own thing. And now we got athletes all over the place who have podcasts.
Right.
Every athlete's got a podcast
I get they all have podcasts. Just don't forget about us here on these local radio shows. I don't care about the national guys.
Oh, you still get the college guys. You just got to pay them.
Hell, finding out, checking with guys here locally. You okay with everything? Hey, don't forget it.
Right.
Come on, man. We're
all still right. Here.
We're here. Hey, anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff coming up here. Crazy, crazy day. Start with Xavier Howard on social media saying, I want out. I want to be traded. We'll have more on that. If you missed it, we had Coach Flores on this morning. We'll have him on again in the 9 o'clock hour. If you missed it, he'll be talking to the media this morning as well. More about the X-Man. A lot more questions about the X-Man. And, oh, yeah, the first day of practice. I almost forgot. It's first day of practice. I
was just, oh, yeah.
But I was thinking about, it's going to be awkward. X-Man comes back today. Now everybody knows it. Everybody thought it. Some of his guys close to him knew.
He said it.
But now he's come out. Right. And what is things going to be like? Does he line up with the ones today? Does he practice? They're all going to be watching.
How close let's is not his lose, locker? To
let's
Byron
not lose
Jones?
Focus on Tua. Come on now.
We're not.
We already have for.
I want to know every pass Tua makes
Tua,
or doesn't make today.
Don't worry. They'll have one writer from the paper covering X-Man and the other watching Tua time today. Because it starts, including those five guys in front, seeing who's going to line up with that first five today.
I like it.
And they tell you, don't read into who starts with the first five.
Right.
Well, it's getting closer now, man. It's not mini camp and OTAs. We want to know. Hey, I'll tell you what else we want to know. We want to know who's getting you low interest rates that are still in the twos right now and can get you approved real quickly with fantastic service. Michael Katia Choice Mortgage is always the answer. Interest rates are going up, but you can still lock in a low fixed rate in the twos. You can still do it. Take advantage of these low rates before they finally go up and you can't touch the twos. And next thing you know, you can't get the threes. Michael Kotze's been making loans happen here in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense, no run around, no I'll get back to you in 7 days, no banker hours. He works 7 days a week. Yeah, you're wondering more about reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. There's one guy to go to that works, and by the way, gets you approved in half the time of the big banks right now. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Are you ready to have a conversation, a good one? Well, listen, I want you to go ahead. It gets you pre-approved in minutes for free. When you call Michael Kotze, I want to give you a cell phone number. I want you to call or text him, whatever you feel more comfortable with. One thing's for sure, he will get back to you quickly and help you with anything you need with these low rates that we still have right now where you can get money cheap. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Or you can visit them at choicemortgage.com if you want to learn more about them. Before you call or text them, you'll get the number there. That's choicemortgage.com. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Man, this guy is really, really good at what he does.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back, and good morning. First day of football practice for the Miami Dolphins. By the way, the first one, if you're going, oh, God, I was going to go. No. Saturday is the first day fans can go and see the new facility. Going to be a lot friendlier for Dade County folks.
Right.
A lot closer. And listen, 20 minutes from Davie. It's not that far from Davie.
But we were spoiled
off the turnpike.
For the last, two decades. Huh?
Yeah, we Davie people.
Right.
We got a little.
It was about a 14-second drive to get to camp from my house before. But I'm excited to see the new facility.
Do most people live out there in Davie that work for the team and play for the team?
No.
I don't think so, right? I think a lot of people live decently close to it.
But there are a lot of people. Davie's got a couple of really nice private communities that some of these guys do live at.
Like the one you live in?
Mine's nice. It's not the nicest, but it's nice. It is private, smartass. My wife likes that
No, gate. I know. You have trouble getting into the gate.
Why you always got to bring up everything in my damn life? Why you always do that?
He does love to bring that up.
Yeah.
I mean, Flo even said it. I saw Flo at the bagel place near my house, so he's got to live close to
that. No, he's in there. Right. I'm not sure if Coach and Tua, they live not in the same, but there's a
they
lot.
They don't do the Gruden and Carr thing, right?
No, they're not next door. Hey, Coach, want to ride? No, they're not doing that. No.
That would be awkward, right?
They're not doing that. But that's a great question. So Tannehill and a lot of those guys lived in Fort Lauderdale on the water where they could put those beautiful boats.
It's the question we used to ask all the rookies whenever they would come on the air with us the first time. You like water? You like land? You want to move east? You want to move west?
That's right.
That's basically what would happen. But, I mean, I would think that a lot of people.
Southwest ranches.
Right. There's a lot of land.
5 acres. And big-ass houses. Right. Also a popular place for our Major League Baseball. NBA and also
basically
NFL
any
players.
Sport, right? There's a lot of athletes that live out there,
and there's some. Plantation's a real popular area too. It's got one real nice private community.
Right.
Maybe we ought to do one of those real estate shows. Where do all the athletes live?
Oh, we know where a lot of them
Hawks
Landing.
By the way, there are about 25 security guys there.
Oh, you're not getting in there to go see houses.
They friggin' put a machine gun and you try going in there.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not. No, and the line's usually it's not a machine.
By the way, great tennis courts.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot that they have all that stuff inside there, too.
Would you jump the fence one day and get in the game?
No, he probably called Pat. Pat or someone lived in there back in the day.
I always just look at you every time you say what I do, jump. First of all, I couldn't jump over that fence that
No
they
way.
Had.
How big of a ladder do you have? It's like an industrial one?
How high is that damn thing?
Oh,
that
it's
wall.
Be 30
it's not a
feet
fence. It's
all
a
around.
Wall.
Right. It's like trying to get into a compound. That's it. I got a question for Hollywood. Why do you always bring up the private community or the car Joe drives? Or
I'm not. Hey, by the way, I do. I got a gate. And by the way, I feel
a lot of
more
people
secure.
Have a gate.
That's all right. I just want to let you know. I have a frigging gate.
Hollywood, don't I have to go to somebody to get to your place too?
Yeah, we have heavy security. Absolutely.
All right.
They won't let
security
you.
By
Don't
my
worry.
House, right?
I do. He kind of ruined that anyway. Yeah, I do. We really
it. What, we can't bust Joe's chops anymore now? Are you on his side now?
I'm not on his side. It's just safe. Every time Joe brings anything up.
You're going to end up in the crosshairs if you don't stop.
You don't have to worry about me. I got no gate. You can come right to my house.
Yeah.
Average car.
That's right. I needed
Average
a gate.
House.
Things were getting a little rough there for a while. Mm-hmm. I needed to get a gate. Like, who is it? Lock it up.
Yeah, but
he just had an issue where, like, I think his kid took his clicker. And so I was on the, I happened to be on the phone with him one day, and he was like,
I had to go on the other side.
It was either
side.
A person or a machine. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
And you're telling him like who you are, that you live there, and they were like looking into your
information. I have to tell him who I am or I can't get in. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you sounded a little bit bummed. You didn't like, they didn't know who you were.
Joe used to have.
Why you always got to go there?
I'm trying.
Yeah, my daughter had taken mine, which they always do. They go and take stuff out of my car. And that's all right. Listen, nobody cares about
it. You used to have one of those gates, though, where
they
had
Believe it or not, he always does this. Nobody gives a crap. I started to give a shit about my private life.
Great text, by the way. Text just says, like Kanye, you should move into the stadium.
Right. Look at that.
He's living one of the suites.
By the way, I'll tell you where I wouldn't mind moving. That new facility. That new,
right. I'm in for that,
that
one.
That new Baptist Health
they
training
got one
facility.
One bedroom in there for me?
So I said, what is this, man? This looks like a place where you're going to have private parties. And they go, oh, no, this is a place where players hydrate.
Hydrate?
I think the guy's got to wear one of those fancy suits, you know, to like, excuse me, sir, would you like Gatorade today? What color? Like,
can I ask a dumb question? They don't have a nap room, do they? Do they have one of those nap rooms?
Man,
like
don't
they?
Get me going on that.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
That was direct
and
shot.
And what do they do with the nap room? Can I purchase that for the my backyard?
I don't know what they did with that.
I'd like to buy that and put that in my backyard.
Maybe the Nova
trailer.
Students are all sleeping over there right now between classes.
I think we should just go and go in the nap room for a little while. Why not? Let's take an hour. Who's going to know?
I can't remember who put that in. I can't remember who that was. Who wanted that?
Thought it was there before Adam, right? Like Adam's
just
crew?
Joking, man. Just joking. I can tell you Adam had nothing to do with that.
No, I'm sure he didn't. Adam, you think any coach likes a nap room?
Adam wasn't real fired up about, like, hey, our players need to get arrested while they're at camp. You're like, what?
A nap room.
So I always tell you a story, right? So we complain we're going through a bad time in December. We weren't playing well. So everybody went in and complained to Dwight, who was like the best player in football.
Right.
And played center.
Also one of the biggest badasses.
And so they said, Dwight, man, hey. And it was like six or seven of us went to Dwight. Hey, Dwight, man, you got to tell Coach Shula, man, we got tired legs. Like, guys are wiped out, man. We practice so hard. We talked to other guys and other teams. Nobody practices as hard as we do. Now, Coach Shula ain't changed anything he does because he's had great success, and it worked for a 17-0 team.
Right.
Why in the hell would it not work for us, right? So Dwight one day got tired of him. He's like, man, okay. So he went in there thinking, you know.
I can't believe he agreed to do that.
So the coach sees Dwight come in and you know, coach in that office. You better go in there. You know, it better be real important. So Dwight goes in there, again, as an all-pro center, you know, just unbelievable. Like, he was doing things nobody else in mankind in football had ever done. So you think he's the safest guy to go in there, and the coach goes, so you guys got a problem with the way I have us practicing right now?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he flips it right away, and then he goes, I like a list of the guys that were complaining.
Oh, man.
First thing he says to Dwight, he goes, I want a list of the guys, 1, 2, 7, 8,
that
are
made you come up here. Right.
So he goes, and he basically lets Dwight have it. So Dwight walks out. Dwight felt like he was a special teams player by the time he walked out of there.
Sure.
And this is a guy like.
How many times did he get spit on at that
this
point?
This is the guy. So Shula's he comes out and he's like,
angry.
Man, I don't want to hear about you guys complaining anymore. You guys got a problem. You take it up with him directly. He friggin' blasted me. So
poor Dwight.
So you know it's not done. Now you know the team meeting pops up. Team meeting pops up, and here he comes. And he goes, by the way, so apparently we've had some guys complaining on this team about our practices are too hard and you guys have dead legs. He goes, I got one thing to tell you. Go home after practice and get off your feet. Nobody's making you go to these clubs that I know you're going to.
Right,
by the way, Coach Shula, like, you never would have known, but he knew guys were going to Fort Lauderdale, you know, one or two nights a week or more.
More.
To
you're being nice.
To go to the hot clubs, the good ones, at the old Septembers and Rollins and Mr. Laughs and wherever there was beautiful ladies, Montego Bay, you know. And then when we need to go down to Dade, some nice areas down there, Faces in the Grove and some places down there that were really good.
You were probably one of these guys, right?
So the coach said, hey, And he started naming clubs. Like, if you guys wouldn't go to those clubs, you guys wouldn't have tired legs and you'd be fine. And that's all he said. Nothing else was ever said. Never brought up again.
Did it shock you at the time that he knew all the names of the clubs?
He knew everything because he had guys, I don't know if it was Stu or, but like, you would just think that the guy was so focused on football.
Oh, he knew everything that was going on around him and the team. He knew
He'd have meetings coming in. He goes, hey, you know, we got mobsters hanging out at Roland's. You know, you guys need to stay away from that club. Federal government's keeping an eye on the FBI.
How did you know that, Coach?
Jeez, Coach. Yeah, no, listen, man. He got, like, he had guy, Coach, got to give you an update. A couple of your players were at a place where there were some bad guys. And, you know.
I'm assuming your name came up in conversation more than once.
And you know what some of our guys said, some of, without saying their names, because they're happily now married and older, and probably don't want to hear about their
name. I can imagine, right?
They're like, hey, man, I don't know about you. I'm still going to that damn club. It's got where all the damn ladies are going with those guys.
How far is the farthest you drove for a ladies' night?
It's a tie for first. Homestead.
Just because I think Palm I know Beach. The answer, right? You always said there's that one place off PGA Boulevard, right?
Or something I did. Like that, right? I remember PGA. That. Right. It was connected to a Marriott. I forgot the damn name of it.
Oh, it'll come in 30 seconds. Don't worry.
I told him, too. I don't want to throw the guy under the bus that was the leader of the ladies' night where we'd hit a new one. And he goes, hey, my sources are telling me this thing off PGA Boulevard.
It's hot.
And back then I was like, how far up is PGA Boulevard? They go, man, it's a good solid hour, but it's worth it.
It's a good solid hour.
And it's got a hotel connected to it. And by the way, if you had the hotel connected to it, that was bonus points.
Right, of course.
You had a club and don't it was connected to a damn hotel. Yeah, no, don't mention any names. I'd be breaking the man code. No, I couldn't
don't
do that.
Do it, right. Don't do it.
Went down Homestead. That one had a Holiday Inn connected to it.
It's genius if you're going to open a club or something like that. Put it on top of a, you know.
No cell phones. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah. I can't imagine you guys with camera phones.
And I can't tell you who was with me.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I cannot tell you the names because it would be breaking the code.
Especially if you're talking about driving an hour for ladies' night. Don't
Both
do that.
Both those bad boys. That other one was, that damn thing down to Homestead back then was.
Club Safari?
Club Safari was.
I told you, it's not going to take much longer for the text machine. 305-567-0560.
I got to tell
you. It doesn't take very long when you mention, I forgot the name.
But a good
of that
scouting
place.
Report is loaded with ladies and it's got a hotel connected to it. You're like, what?
Hour? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, Safari was, I believe it was a Marriott, if I'm not mistaken, after all these years. But you know what? That has nothing to do with what we're doing today.
Nah, we're
and I'm not giving you names
little.
And no, thinking that. You guys are going to get me, you know, some guys calling me going, hey, dude, you know, thought we had an agreement. You weren't going to bring our name up. We were all wild back then. But I've settled down, and you're still real immature, Joe Rose. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Bill Zito is going to join us, the Panthers GM. And all I just want to tell him is you're a badass, man, what you're doing right now. You are.
Looks like he was busy overnight, too, by the way. I must have touched it. Yeah.
It's, yeah, he's just. He's,
I think he's busy overnight, too. I think there's other things going on.
We'll find out.
We're probably bothering him. We're probably.
You guys are bothering me. What do you want? You know I don't do a lot of this stuff. All right. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that's very important. Nobody wants a hot house, and everybody always asks me, all right, air conditioning, come. Where do I go? Who's been around a long time? Been there, done it, fixed it real quickly, and does it the right way. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company, man. Still family-owned. Still going stronger than ever. Eric, Mike, and Chippy, and all the rest of those guys. Big Joe's back to work, man. I just heard Big Joe's back. Brian, all the rest of them. More than 100 trucks on the road every day. Trained and certified technicians. Working 7 days a week. Some things never change, man. I want to let you know they got special financing. Very competitive prices. And 90% approval rate. So don't sweat this heat, whether it's for your home or your business. Doesn't matter what size air conditioning unit you have. We've got Rheem in stock ready to go for you right now. No, we don't have to order them. We got a great partnership going. So next time you have any kind of air conditioning problem in Broward and Palm Beach and other areas as well, just go 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. You can always obviously go to atcair.com and learn more about Air Around the Clock. But also, I want to let you know they got something else they've been doing for a while, and we got to get it out there. Around the Clock Plumbing at 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. Water heaters, you need a new water heater. This one's blowing up or getting ready to blow up. Call Air Around the Clock. They'll take good care of you. Clogged toilets or anything else, they got some great plumbers over there ready to take care of all of your problems. All you have to do is go 855-PLUMBER, or you can always go 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Air Around the Clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. The X-Man, Xavien Howard. I want a trade. Showed up yesterday, was in shape, did all the conditioning. And then last night got together with his agent, David Cantor, and put together about everything. About everything. I'm just underpaid. Lack of respect. Outplayed this contract. Didn't understand. A lot of different parts to it. We've even given them, instead of redoing the whole contract, we've given them a couple of ideas that we would accept and I'd be happy in play. And I just, without getting it, I think everybody knows about it and has read about Xavien Howard and exactly what he said on social media. But, Zach, I want to say this. I, for one, would give him, if the $4 million, I'd take it off one of the other years down the road and put it on top of this contract because he's that good.
Right.
And he's 28 years old, and we need him. And he was by far the best player on the team last year. And the reason our defense, the 10 wins was because of this defense. This defense was unbelievable. Gave up a lot of yards. We kept people out of the end zone for a lot of the year till that Buffalo game.
Right.
But the X-Man was fantastic. Give him the damn $4 million. Let's move on and have camp and not go through this, because I'm always afraid one of these things is going to end up. And I know a lot of people disagree. We're going to read some of these texts. I don't want this thing to end in a sports divorce. I don't. Right.
I hope it doesn't.
I want to keep him.
Listen,
he's our second-round pick, not somebody else's. Let's do it.
And he's your best player on the team. That's the difference.
Give him
also
four. We'll worry about next year.
All right. Here, so I'll read a couple texts for you. 305-567-0560. Dolphins gave X a 5-year, $77 million deal, 46 guaranteed. Now he's demanding a trade or holding out for a new deal. It's his decision. But to say the Dolphins never took care of him, that's just plain ridiculous. They made an injury-prone defensive back the highest-paid corner.
Did have a couple of MCLs. Yeah. We've had mostly – is it mostly that, Zach, coming in?
Yeah.
It's mostly screw the X-Man?
Yeah, there's not a lot of sympathy for X-Man in the text machine today. Howard's as good as gone. Peace out. Hopefully get something
could
for
be
him.
Could be.
Right. As a head coach,
I don't
coach,
know if we get a first round. Do we get a first round pick down the road?
I don't trade him without that.
I have tried not to even bring that topic up today because I want this thing to get worked out.
Right.
Damn it.
If we get to that point and it's like this texter said, as good as gone, God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm kind of in the Hollywood camp here. If I'm not getting at least a first for him, I'm keeping him in that
some
locker.
Some have said a second or a third or second and
I can't.
A third.
Jalen Ramsey got two firsts. I know he's a lot better.
Here's the problem. We want to win right now.
Right.
We've gone through this 2-year rebuild with all these
picks.
Thank
you. No more picks.
Right.
It's enough first-round picks.
You think a 2024 first-round pick is going to make you happy about getting rid of Xavien Howard?
He can't be replaced. There's nobody else on this roster right now that's ready to be half as good as he is. Right. It might be. This guy's come. He's really.
Is this really his $4 million going to end it?
It could.
Like, is that really what we're doing this over?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't let $4 million. I would just do it. And by the way, our coach worked for a guy that's done this. He did this for Stephon Gilmore last year up in New England. Do it. I don't want to go through this.
I can't believe we're fighting over that amount of money here.
If that's what it takes.
If that's the money. Right. I mean, how about everyone in South Florida put a dollar into a jar and we'll send it over to them.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing our money. The team's got plenty of money for this. You can manipulate the cap.
They just restructured McKinney's contract.
How much did he get guaranteed,
They freed up $4 million, and then they made him a free agent after the season. This guy's supposed to be here three more years. There's the business of the NFL right there. Just freed up. And honestly, when I saw that number.
They freed up what?
$4 million.
Guess what? If he's not good, he won't have to worry. Because he's going to find out what this league's about if
Absolutely.
He doesn't play well.
They did free up $4 million. What are we asking for? $4
million? He came out looking. And by the way, if you're going to do something on social media and you break it down the way he did, I didn't like some of it, but some of it was really good. Like, hey, there's two ways to take care of this, and I'll be good. Guarantee next year. Or add four to this year off of what, 2024, something like that. I can hear people from the team going, really, Joe? So, like, yeah, he is, again, and I know he's got a lot of years left on the contract. And what about early on when he was injured and we gave him all that money going, hey, we're doing this because we believe. And now he's turned around and, you're right. He turned around, had 10 picks and said, I'll play that bad boy.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Give me a break.
Give him four. We'll worry about next year.
Right, if that's the case and that'll fix it, then just do it. Let's see what else we have here. It says.
Well, I was waiting on the text that you can blame the NBA text. I love that.
Oh, yeah. It's there also.
You knew that was coming, right? Mm-hmm. Blame the NBA for, what did you call it, player empowerment?
Yep. That's what it says, player empowerment.
What a joke.
Yep. Here we go. Trade X-Man to Houston. For Deshaun Watson and three first-round picks. Wait, they're going to give us three firsts also? Okay. I like that, GM.
I mean, look, the guy thinks he's worth more. He's entitled to fight for his money, right?
Someone said just give him his money this year to shut him up and then trade him next year.
Right.
But if you're going to do that, then why not just tell him to play?
Just say, we're getting
ready after this season, but you need to play.
If we're going to go through this, well, you don't have to do an Aaron Rodgers exactly.
Yeah, there you go, the Aaron Rodgers deal.
Just tell him, go, hey, X-Man here, we're giving you four. Go play, man. We love you. Go get it. And you don't have to even bring up next year. And you got time to prepare for next year.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. But
instead of getting kind of, you know.
I'm just going to tell all the people that, and you have a right to think whatever you want. I get it's, whether 4 years left on this contract.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
4 years left on this deal. So you could, I know Hollywood brought this up earlier. You could force them to play and go, look at man, you can pout all you want, but your ass playing here, that doesn't happen very often when somebody's unhappy now in sports.
Right.
We usually trade them.
Get rid of them. Yeah.
Right?
Someone texted, and imagine a world where we trade a top talent over $4 million. Chris, tighten up, pay the guy. There you go.
Winning right now, man.
No, well, you trade him.
That 2 years is over.
Right. I'd rather keep him if it's only moving money around, but if we trade, we better get a haul for this guy.
I don't want a second and a third. I don't want a one down the road. I don't want any more draft picks. I'm draft picked out the last 2 years, man.
Oh, here's a good one.
12 in the first three rounds.
Right, I'm good. I don't need any more picks. Trading Howard would be trading our way out of the playoffs.
I'm with you.
That's truth right there. I like that.
And by the way.
I think a lot of other things have to go right for them to make the playoffs. But
no, but without X-Man, it's not going to be as easy.
Here's the other thing. You know, we've been talking about getting this thing right. I believe Tunsil and the X-Man, are they same draft? I always get them confused.
I think they were.
But X-Man's part of a really good draft early on. He's your second-round pick. You drafted him. There's not very many dudes like this guy without breaking his game down like I did early this morning, put everybody to sleep. But obviously, if you got 10 picks and 20 passes defended, you're pretty damn good.
Yep.
And everybody – by the way, you don't think when he goes to work every day, everybody goes – and you go, who's the best player on the team? They go, right over there, that dude, number 25. He's a badass. He's good.
And
he covers.
Yeah.
And by the way, if he's got to get physical, what he did to Hopkins in Arizona, I thought that game was unbelievable. He didn't have a pick in that game. Could have had one if I'm not mistaken.
Off his chest, yeah.
But I got to tell you what, he got physical. He had a couple penalties, but he took that dude right out of his 100-plus catch game.
By the way, it would have been one of the drafts we talked about for a long time if they would have kept those guys together. First round in 2016, Tunsil. Second round, Xavier. Third round, Kenyon Drake.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, that's how you draft.
Right.
That's big
boy. You have a couple like that.
That's big boy drafting right there.
Wow. Let's see.
We saw this a few times yesterday, the Minka thing, you know, always pops back up as
it should.
What could end up happening here.
Yeah.
So are we going to let him, the Minka thing? Well, Minka's was, hell, he was just.
He was just trying to get over that.
He was here for a cup of coffee.
He didn't even finish the coffee.
He ended up being good.
Yeah, I would say.
He's pretty good.
Not even Pro Bowl. He skipped Pro Bowl and went all pro. He went that next level.
God. Someone said Miami football is an actual joke. Haven't done bleep in 50 years now.
Well, listen, we're not talking about that. We don't need to go through a
history. This is where we're heading, though.
No, but that's a fair joke. This is a really bad way to start camp. You didn't even get through the first day of camp, and you got a, you know, it's kind of a major issue here. Like, you didn't get through day one.
I didn't get to the field yet.
Anybody that has to replace 25, go get them. Man. If we get in that regular season.
Jeez.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We're gonna switch it over. Appreciate, by the way, all your texts come in. We'll try to get to some more. We're going to have Coach Flores on. We had him on early this morning to talk about. If you missed it, we're going to have that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Bill Zito, the Florida Panthers general manager, is going to join us for a few minutes coming up here at 9 o'clock hour. What a job he's done. By the way, might have him put together a GM school because that guy has been on fire. We'll talk to the Panthers general manager in just a couple of minutes.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.